Philip Semple Pierre at the D's Urgent Care. Today's date is 02/17/2021/2022. Dictation is for Miss Kim Evans. Evans spells E-V-A-N-S. Kim spells K-I-M. Date of birth is 10/05/1962. 59-year-old young lady here with fever. Patient's, next paragraph, patient stated this has been going on for approximately 4 days. It's gotten worse today. She stated that she came in because as of yesterday she started having body aches and decreased energy, period. Next paragraph, patient endorses runny nose, said discharge from her nose is clear. She endorses body aches. She states that she feels like she had worked out and lack of energy, period. Next line, said her appetite is fine. So she's eating and drinking well, denies vomiting, diarrhea, or nausea. Next paragraph, denies headache, denies double vision or blurred vision, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies. Is none. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Her vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 103/74. Pulse 70. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested with clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. No palpable or tendon nodes. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Distended secondary to obesity. No rebound. No guarding. No rigidity. No visible peristalsis. Period. Active bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, micules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves, 2 centers, normal motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and affect and normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute influenza A. Assessment number 2 is myalgia. Number 3 is fever. Number 4 is acute rhinitis, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following prescription. 1, Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 POBID for 5 days, number 10, as well as Xofluza, X-O-F-L-U-Z-A, 40 milligrams. She will take 2 PO now, number 2, and she was dispensed number 2. Now, the patient was advised not to take both of these medications. The reason for having two prescriptions is to see which one is the cheaper, which is cheaper, and that's one she should go with because they are both as effective, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given prescription for, she was given a sample of Rivent to try once in the morning, once at night for a runny nose. She was advised that if she is comfortable with this medication, she can call us and we can send a prescription to her residence, period. Next paragraph, a flu test was done. The clinical flu test was positive for flu A. Next paragraph, she was advised to increase fluids, to take over-the-counter Tylenol or Motrin for or fever, to come back for the clinic if worse, or go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.